Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m.
And also on Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on gtownradio.com.
But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April. And by November, December, I had high blood pressure. And I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian. And boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge. Just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do this. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. Today we have on a guest from Girl Trek. I connected with them because I'm a walker. I started exercising probably in my 40s, maybe mid-40s, went to my doctor and said, hey, I've never been athletic. I should probably start doing something. She gave me the go-ahead, the green light to start walking, which is always important to do. We always have to stay in contact with our health team, and that can be a host of people. I found Girl Trek because a woman that I was quilting with in a quilting group contacted me and said, hey, you know, you should come out walking with us. I said, okay, cool. 5 minutes from my house, and I am interested in walking. I am not athletic. When I got diagnosed a couple years ago with diabetes and then high blood pressure 6 months later, okay, I'm going to keep up with the walking. I, since then, have learned how to swim. I just started taking golf lessons, but it's about being active. Yesterday, I went to a new golf clinic, and I had to drag myself. I wanted to just keep working, but once I went, I was like, oh, my God, I felt so wonderful. So no matter where you are in your exercise journey, it's important to start doing something. Here from Girl Trek today, I have Susie Page. Welcome, Susie.
Thank you very much, Janine.
Tell me a little bit about Girl Trek, what you guys do here in Philly.
Yes. Well, first I want to congratulate you for taking charge of your health. And you're right in step with Girl Trek. And you say you're not athletic, but walkers are athletes. I can tell from what you've described and the steps that you have taken, that you are athletic, and we want to speak these things into our lives, which I know you very much believe that we have to tell ourselves, you know, who we are and where we're going, and I'm just very proud of you for doing that.
Thank you for that, because I always say I'm not athletic, but I'm active, and you're right, we have to speak those things into our lives.
You can say, I am an athlete, and you are.
There you go.
You win, you golf, you are an athlete, and I'm very proud of you.
I'm going to tweet that today.
But Girl Trek is a national sisterhood, and we reached a milestone this week. We now have over 60,000 women that have signed up on our website to take the pledge to be a part of Girl Trek. And we really promote fun and fitness and community building through walking. And I can tell from the activities that you described that, of course, it's improving your health, but you're having a fabulous time. You're having so much fun. You're connecting with other people. You're getting new adventures. And that's really what Girl Trek is all about. And here in Philadelphia, we connect with the national movement through our teams that we have here in the city and solo walkers. Girl Trek began with two friends who started walking. And I got connected through my sister. Like you said, you got connected to a friend of yours. And usually that's how someone hears about Girl Trek. And I'm a team leader. I'm leader of Team Nazarene Baptist Church in North Philadelphia. And we walk every second Saturday as a group. And the days that we don't walk together, we call ourselves solo trekkers, and we're walking in our neighborhoods or around our jobs. And the way we stay connected and keep motivated is through monthly challenges. And so, for example, the Philadelphia ladies right now are involved in the 30-Day Jumpstart Golden Shoelaces Challenge. And we began April 1st, and we have a sheet that we follow, and it's kind of like a scavenger hunt of walks throughout the city. We take different walks from the list. So, for example, walk to the grocery store, walk to run errands, walk across a bridge, walk with a girl in my life, walk with a senior citizen. And our goal is to do 20 of these walks within 30 days, and then we earn our golden shoelaces.
Wow. Okay. I saw something on your website, and it said solo trekkers.
You can be a part of any challenge that we have as a solo trekker. So you would check off your walks as you're walking. For example, I'm doing it. And so I check off the walk each day from the list, aiming for the 20 into 30 days. And in fact, I'm going to meet my team at 10:30 today, but it's on Saturday that the team tend to get together. We call Saturday our superhero Saturday. And that's when we come out specifically. We have blue shirts that identify us and walk and have our presence in the neighborhood. Everyone really begins as a solo trekker because you can't be with your group, you know, every day. But we stay in touch through social media. We're following each other with the challenges. You know, and those that know us personally, you know, where did you walk today? What did you do today? And that's how we encourage each other. May is important to us because that's our Mama-thon month. And our goal is to walk 52.4 miles in honor of our mother or godmother or aunt or grandmother, or play mama or stepmama. Some woman in our life who has, because of course, you know, a marathon is 13.2 miles. The mama-thon is 52.4 miles because mama has gone twice the distance for us. So we have different challenges throughout the year. June is our Juneteenth Get Food Challenge, where we strive to give up something that's holding us back. You know, we honor our freedom and the celebration of the end of slavery. And we aim to give up something for the 30 days and hopefully forever. Something that's holding us back. And so, of course, the Jumpstart, you're walking 20 or more miles in the month. The Mama-thon, you're walking 50 or more miles in the month. In June, we challenge you to walk 100 miles in the month. Now, anyone that can't, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go on girltrek.org and take the pledge, because there's no Girl Trek police coming after you.
Right, right.
We want everyone to do their personal best.
Putting that challenge out there, I read you encourage people to get that 30 minutes in 5 days a week. I love that it's around health, because I started doing my radio show because when I went to the gym, but as I start talking to people, and then shortly after I got diagnosed with diabetes, but I started hearing how much people weren't taking their health seriously. It wasn't a priority in their life. And I've seen people say, nope, that doctor told me I had diabetes. Yeah, I have medication. I'm not taking that. I'm putting it in a drawer. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm always saying this is not your mother's or your grandmother's diabetes and high blood pressure. We can change this. When I learned that I can change this through diet and exercise, I told my doctor, I don't want no meds. I don't want any meds. I am down to 6.1 My goal is to get below 6 so I'm no longer a diabetic. I changed that. I changed that by walking. As a woman, we have to be safe. So I'm always looking for a walking partner. So that way I'm not out there walking alone. Even if I go to here in Philadelphia, Valley Green or somewhere, I always have to have someone with me. And everybody's schedule is different, so it's nice to have a place that I can go and walk. And your events show up on my calendar, so I know you're walking at 10:30 today. They show up. Whether I go or not, it's on my calendar, and I'm scanning to see what I have to do. It's this little nag in the back of my head that's going, girl, Jack is walking today. Yes, yes, it's encouragement. But on my calendar, it needs to be a nag. I just downloaded an app yesterday that reminds me to drink water every hour. Because as I'm my episode last week, I decided to put it out there that, yes, I fainted at an event because of dehydration. And we talked about this a little before the call. My friends were like, oh, my God, you were in the hospital. And then when they found out for dehydration, we're not drinking water. What is your problem? But it was all in love. It was all in love.
Yes.
And I heard you call it a sisterhood. And as I'm reading some of the posts that folks are writing, I'm seeing the sister, S-I-S-T-A.
We really are a sisterhood. And we really encourage each other. And my team out of the Nazarene Baptist Church in North Philadelphia, some of the ladies I knew when we began walking, we've been walking now about 3 years. Some of them I only knew in passing, but through walking, I really got to know them better. Because when you walk with someone and you talk with them, we share and we communicate on a level that we just were not able to do in any other avenue of our lives.
Right.
And different women that have grandchildren, they're able to encourage each other, check up on each other. Long after the walk, the sisterhood, the care, the self-care, we call it being a sister's keeper. It continues on way beyond that. And if someone, you know, misses a few walks, but like, well, what's up? And they'll say, well, I had to do this with the grandchildren, or I had to go here for my son, or I had to do this for my husband. And we should remind them that that's all good, but what good are you to them if you don't take care of yourself first? And aren't you worth an hour? You know, aren't you worth 30 minutes? Aren't you worth, you know, if you have to split it up 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon? When you say you don't have time or you can't afford to take the time, you really can not afford not to. Can't afford not to take the time.
And it reminds me when you get on an airplane, they always tell you if you have small children, please put your oxygen mask on before you put it on your child because you have to be able to take care of you to take care of them.
Absolutely. We truly believe that, and we remind our women that they should not feel guilty about that.
Right.
That actually you're a better service to your family, better service to your friends if you take care of yourself. And, of course, as you know, the physical activity that we're engaged in, it also helps us mentally. It helps us emotionally. It helps us spiritually. We call walking the wonder drug, and it really is.
It really is. The power of a walk, before I started going to the gym, I had some problems with my knees. I couldn't go to regular therapy. Land therapy is what they call it, where you're just, you know, doing the exercises on the ground because my knees were in such bad condition. So they switched me to aquatic therapy. After I went to aquatic therapy, I was going an hour a week, three times a week. It's walk forward 5 minutes, backwards 5 minutes, do this for 5 minutes, for an hour. When I went to my regular physician, she said, wow, you lost some weight. I'm like, from walking for 3 hours a day, three times a week? I was like, okay, bonus. What got me to walking all the time was the diabetes. My mother died when I was 13. She was severely obese. She had a series of heart attacks and strokes for 3 years. She did not heed any of the medical, you know, change your diet, you need to exercise. To watch her with diabetes and high blood pressure, giving herself insulin when I got diagnosed, my first words were, oh my goodness, I have diabetes. 6 months later, I have high blood pressure. I don't want that to be my fate.
Yeah. And you honor her by what you're doing for your health. That's an honor to your mother. That's a tribute to her. We don't have to accept these things.
Right.
There are things we can do, like natural things that we can do. Just get out and walk. Changes in our diet, changes in our mental environment, changes in our spiritual environment. And we can reverse these things and really have the life that our foremothers wanted for us.
Yes.
Because growth also takes a lot of inspiration from women in history in March, we have a big tribute to Harriet Tubman, and she really epitomizes all our foremothers and our current mothers and the way they walk for freedom. And if Harriet and Sojourner Truth and, you know, Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, Ella Baker, on down to our own mothers and fathers, if they can walk for freedom and struggle for the civil rights that we have, this is an honor to them that we would walk and take our health and be free in that area as a tribute to them. So it's just not about us. It's the life we want to live in honor of them, and also to pattern for our daughters and our nieces and our granddaughters a healthy lifestyle like you, like you're talking about now. And it's gotten to the point where for many in Girl Trek, when we get together or when ladies go to other cities, they go on girltrek.org, they look on the map, they find walks, they connect with someone through the Facebook groups. There's a Girl Trek Philadelphia Facebook group. There's a Girl Trek Norristown Facebook group, and they connect. And there's nothing wrong with going out to eat. There's nothing wrong with going to the movies. There's nothing wrong with doing any of those things, but it's becoming the norm. The new norm for us, when we get together, we take a walk.
Well, you know what? That brings up an interesting point, because I did a show a couple of weeks ago about staying healthy when you travel. And the guest was a woman who travels for a living. She travels Monday through Thursday. She's living at a hotel. One of the questions I asked was, how do you get in fitness? How do you attend to your diet? And she said, the fitness, I have all the intentions, but after a long day, I don't like going to the gym. Walking to me, I know it's exercise. I know it's exercise. It doesn't feel like it. When my brain is full and I just need to take a break, going out walking, my brain just clears up. It is the equivalent of me going to a yoga class. Jogging, I don't get the same thing. But walking, it's almost, it's a meditation. When I come back, I feel better. That first thing I go in the kitchen to eat, because I just came from walking, I'm more likely 9 times out of 10 going to want something healthy.
And on our 30-day Jumpstart Challenge, that's one of the challenge walks, moving meditation. And it's so true. And I find that with me personally, and if I'm at my desk, and you know, you have a tendency to say, oh, well, I'm going to not go outside. I'm going to keep working. Get up anyway, if it's all possible. I go out, I take a walk. The thing that was stressing me, the thing I couldn't figure out, oftentimes I just get a revelation, I go back in, and I'm able to work much more effectively for the rest of the afternoon. And that's a testimony that you have, and many of the women have, that just that little bit of time outside. And during the winter months, of course, it's sometimes harder to get out. They tease me, my team teases me. They said, well, you know, Susie never canceled the walk. I don't care how cold it is, Susie never canceled the walk. Only time I will cancel, we didn't cancel, but it was so, so cold one year because our church is our home base. We walked inside the church, and I would cancel if it was icy. But other than that, I never canceled, because it's just a little time, and if you're wrapped up and, you know, you have the proper clothes on, you know, we can make it. But if in the wintertime, if you can't get out, of course, some ladies take to the treadmill. We mall walk. We just get rid of all excuses. We get it in. We get it done.
There you go, because guess what?
No matter how...
Right, no matter how cold it is, we still have to go to work. We still have to take our kids to school. We still have to go to the grocery store. We still got to go out and clean our sidewalks. We still usually have to go outside for something.
We try to remove all excuses. I just encourage all the listeners to go on girltrek.org to take the pledge. Like I said, we are over 60,000 now, but we're going for 1 million women walking. They'll be able to see a little mini documentary that was just done for the Girl Trek movement called Black Girl Healing.
Oh, wow.
And just sign up to take the pledge, and no one's going to come after them. Don't be afraid. Just go out for your personal best. Connect with Philadelphia and Norristown on our Facebook group. In June, we have a partnership with the National Park Service, and we hike in many of the national parks. And if you start now, it's just like spring training for baseball. You practice and you train and you work up to it. And then those that would like to take that as a goal in July, they will be able to get invited and go hike in the national parks. For the Philadelphia area, of course, our national park is Liberty Park downtown, where the Liberty Bell is. It's the baby of the system. And so, of course, it's not much to walk around there. But we go up to the state park and hike in near Allentown at Pulpit Rock.
Yeah.
And I was able to do that, and I was able to keep up and met trekkers from North Jersey, the founders of the Girl Trek movement, Vanessa Garrison and Tanya Morgan Dixon came, and they led us. You never know where walking will lead you. We even got to go down to the 50th anniversary of the March Across the Pettus Bridge in Selma. with 10 buses from 10 cities and 500 Globe Truckers down in Selma in Superhero Blue. And we got to trace those footsteps of our civil rights leaders. And that was just, you know, a phenomenal experience.
Wow. I'm getting chills. I am getting chills just thinking about walking in Selma. Oh my goodness, that is
it was just a tremendous experience. And our national team, they worked very hard to, you know, keep us connected on social media. And if you sign up on the website, you'll get about once a week or a couple times a month, you'll get what we call Friday Fire or Monday Motivation. And we get national emails from them. First, some people don't have Facebook, and then that's a way for them to keep up nationally with what's going on. They'll see pictures from groups all around the country. When we did the tribute to Harriet Tubman, and we had the We Are Harriet Party, ladies even checked in from the Bahamas.
Wow.
The year before last, when we did We Are Harriet, there were women in the military in Japan, and they checked in first because of the time zone, and they checked in with their Harriet Party from Japan. And it's just, even if you're a solo trekker, that can't help but encourage you because you always realize, you know.
Yes, yes. Again, that whole, just going back to the fact that you're in different cities, which means if I'm traveling, I don't have an excuse to say I don't have anybody to walk with. I hate the treadmill. I can connect with the group. And, you know, you can't talk about African-American women, African-Americans without in health, without acknowledging our health risk factors that come with us.
We encourage women, like you said, deal with that. But when our founders first began Girl Trek, and they searched the healthy black women and girls on the internet, guess what came up? Pornography came up.
Wow.
And they wanted to reverse that. Search healthy women and black girls now, and you'll see many Girl Trek pictures up. Us walking, you don't see that negativity anymore. All the positive images about come up. And women can also, if they are on Facebook, they can like the page, Girl Trek, Healthy Black Women and Girls, and that's the national Facebook page, and they'll be able to see a lot of things that are going on nationally also. So just to wrap up the calendar for the year, like I said, July is the emphasis on the national park. And if you can't make a national park, then we encourage the ladies to plan their own special adventure for July. And what our group did one year was we walked across the Benjamin Franklin Bridge. One of our ladies was going for her laces, and she wanted to do that. So we've gone across the bridge now several times. You can find an adventure right in the city that you've never done and try to do that. In September, we're going to have what we call a stress protest. I know you're in favor of that, the stress protest.
Yes.
We encourage daily walks and then like a self-care audit that our founders put out for us. And then
self-care audit. I love that.
Yeah, self-care audit. So the ladies can be looking forward to that. And then in October, we meditate on the fruit of the spirit for 9 days, October 1st through the 9th. And the church challenge is also a part of that because, of course, many of our women are in the church. God is very active but in ministry, but not taking care of themselves. And so we want to remind them about that. And then the 40-day gratitude trek ends the trek season for the year. We try to walk for 40 days, end on Thanksgiving Day, have random acts of kindness in between. And then we have what we call family 5K, or gratitude walk on Thanksgiving. So before we get the food or after, we have the walk. And then the winter months or the off season, the ladies get in as much as they can. And then we hit come back up. The office reopens on Martin Luther King Day, and we start up again for another fabulous year. So we welcome everyone to come and join us, girltrek.org. Please sign up there. Help us get to 1 million women walking. The more women that sign up, that also helps us with our funding, and our partners see how wonderful we're doing, and they stay encouraged to come alongside of us. And of course, find us on Facebook, Girl Trek Philadelphia, Girl Trek Northtown, Girl Trek Healthy Black Women and Girls.
And the last one was Girl Trek Healthy Women and Girls.
Healthy Black Women and Girls. That's the national Facebook page.
I know that you guys are faith-based.
Well, Girl Trek, you don't have to be of any particular faith or anything. Many of the women are. It's for everyone.
I grew up in the black church. And mm-hmm. my image of the women, like my mother, is that most of them were obese. And most of them, and by watching my mother having to eventually change her diet, during that period, it made me, at 13 years old, stop eating a lot of the traditional African-American foods. Because I saw how her diet changed drastically, and how it changed, what it changed to. It was cutting out the fried foods, and that's not to say my sister don't have some fried chicken or some fried fish and every once in a while, but
absolutely,
everything in moderation.
My family's personal motto is those type of things, we call them special occasion foods. And what has happened in our society, that food has become everyday food. But if you only really ate that Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Easter, if you only ate that four times a year, it wouldn't bother. You know, somebody's birthday. That's how we moderate as a family.
When I saw a nutritionist early on because I was struggling, my doctor, I was like, man, you guys want me to watch sodium? Oh, my God. She was like, you need to see a nutritionist, and I did. And what I took away from the nutrition, I took away a lot, but the main thing I heard her say to me was, it's not what you do on Thanksgiving, it's what you do the day after. She said, no one wants you to go to a wedding and not have birthday cake. They don't want you to go to that birthday. You don't want you to go to a wedding and not have cake or a birthday party and not have a slice of cake. Now, you don't want to wedge a cake, you know. I have chocolate every single day. Every single day, but in moderation, because if you cut me, I'm going to bleed chocolate. I have to have that piece. I've changed what I eat in chocolate. I read labels now like crazy. Everything's a label. But sometimes I'll have a piece of a Snickers bar or whatever the candy bar is, because
you can have just a piece.
Right. But I will shave carbs all day so I can have that little piece of chocolate at the end of the day. I recently saw the Oprah Winfrey commercial with Weight Watchers, and when she says, I love bread. And I go, oh, my God, I love chocolate. She gets it. She said, I have bread every single day. And I'm going, oh, my God, I do that. Which I was so connected with that commercial. And it could have been anyone. It didn't have to be Oprah, but to find someone. So I'm always asking people, what's your chocolate? Because we all have that thing that we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in moderation.
Like you said, we can manage it. And we feel good and we have fun doing it. It's not it becomes a lifestyle. It's not really about a diet or exercise per se, but it just becomes a lifestyle that we enjoy because we feel better. It propels us. It puts us around positive women. And like you were saying, you have no excuse. We had a trucker from Detroit that came on the Facebook page the 4th of July, and she said, is anybody walking? Well, we did not happen to have a scheduled walk that day, but what I did, I said, our sister's coming from Detroit, and she wants to walk. And a whole group of us met her downtown, Philly, at the Love Statue.
Oh, my God.
And walked, got to go through the Olympics. The Olympics were there. They were promoting. We got to have fun and simulate being in the Olympics and everything. And then that's just a memory that we cherish. We just had a testimony that a lady was traveling, went on the website, hooked up with another trekker, and they trekked in the morning before work. They put on their blue shirt and trekked in the morning before work. So it's just a growing sisterhood, and we just love it, and we just love for everyone listening to just come on, find out more about it. Like you said, unless you have a severe limitation, everybody can walk. It doesn't cost anything. You just put on some shoes, and you just lace up. And connect with us, just like Harriet Tubman and those that have gone before. Bring your family, bring your friends. We want the men to walk. We want the family to walk. And, you know, whatever the women do, we're the example, and our families will follow. It's a testimony to those that have gone before us, and it's an example for those that are coming behind us.
Exactly. And even if you have limitations with walking, if you check with your doctor, I'm sure your doctor
absolutely
can find something you can do to start moving something.
Yes.
A few years ago, I broke my tailbone, which means walking was out.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
I was like, and I was on my way to the gym, fell down my own steps on the way to the gym, and I still went to the gym. I got there and realized, okay, something's wrong. Your legs aren't working right. But I got up, brushed it off, and went to the gym. But I had to call my doctor and say, what else can I do? And she said, well, you can do some upper respiratory stuff. And I talked to people who gave me other examples of things that I can do to still get my heart rate up.
Yes.
Without affecting
the
injury.
Well, like you said, it's without excuse. We can always find something. And
yes,
we don't want to give in. So often it's the depression or, you know, emotional problems that we face. And I understand, you know, get us in that couch or get us in that chair and not want to make us move. But we just have to keep going. Like I said, check the website, check the Facebook page. We still believe in old school. Call somebody. Text somebody. have you walk today. Let's walk today. Let's plan a walk superhero Saturday and just continue to encourage each other. And we've already got the victory, and we're grateful for that.
And even though I'm an athlete, as you called me, I need someone to call and go, yo, Renee, you're not going to the gym today? If I miss a day, 3 months goes by because I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So that accountability for someone to check on you and go, I ain't seen you out in a while. Because we all need someone sometimes to get us out of our own heads.
Absolutely. So I hope you will plan to take part in the marathon, or you can get your golden shoelace anytime during the trek season.
I am 5 minutes from where you were walking today. You have already inspired me that I will be there at 10:30.
We're all about not just walking, but reclaiming our neighborhood and taking back our streets. And we know that when our area is graffitied and there's litter, it doesn't look kept, it doesn't look loved, and it increases crime. And so this is the area that we walk around.
And that's so important because, see, I don't walk in my neighborhood because of the crime. Because I'm a woman walking alone, so I'll drive someplace and walk. Mm-hmm. I totally saw that in reading up about you guys there, about taking it back to neighborhoods and the graffiti and the crime. And that's so important to feel safe, because sometimes it's like, I don't feel like driving, but I want to go walk.
You can always look for us and check the Facebook page or the national website for other walks. So we encourage the women to, if you have a walk and you want, we really encourage the ladies to start their own team. Get your friends, get your family. And like you said, you don't necessarily want to go by yourself. So you get your friends and your family, and y'all decide, we're going to meet up and we're going to walk. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
women,
it is.
Women bringing along women. And they don't have to wait to be authorized by us. Go right on and, you know, just start walking. Let us know what you're doing. We can help you post the walks, publicize the walks, and the more the better.
You know, you said something there. I have tried in the past to get friends to walk. Oh, I'm going to do it. They don't do it. I still have to go walk. So that's why groups like Girl Trek gives me an option when no one shows up or everyone bails. I still have options that I can go and do and walk with someone else.
Absolutely. And we plan, some of us plan to be on the 30th in West Philadelphia. We try to get around the city at the Sojourner Truth Walk. And Girl Trek events are, of course, you just go out and walk and there's no charge. But for those that want to support this walk, and many women support many important causes through walks throughout the years, you know, on a personal basis. But the Sojourner Truth Leadership Camp for Girls is based out of West Philly. They take girls camping, they teach girls leadership, they work with community service. So they're all about what we're about. And so this walk will bless them. And so we plan to be there April the 30th at Clark Park, to name for one of our heroes. So we appreciate that. And women can come and bring pictures of their mothers, aunts, grandmothers, and walk in honor of them. So we just invite everyone to, you know, check us out and come along when you can and when you can't. You know, be out there as a solo trekker and know that you have 60,000 plus sisters cheering you on and wishing you success.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Susie, for talking with my listeners today. This has inspired me, and that's what keeps me going. That's what inspired me to do my radio show, because I realize the more I do work with Healthy Moments Radio, it inspires me to make sure, what are you eating for breakfast today? What physical activity are you going to get in? So it keeps me motivated. So I understand how that becomes contagious in a way.
It is. That's a good way to put it. It's contagious.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always to check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health.